After months of review, a compromise bill designed to fight opioid addiction is ready for debate by state lawmakers on Beacon Hill. It includes new limits on first-time opiate prescriptions, addiction screening for middle and high school students, and treatment evaluations for all overdose patients. Even though its provisions are not as dramatic as those proposed by Governor Baker, a spokeswoman says the governor views it as a strong step. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Governor Baker ignited a controversy last fall when he proposed a 3-day limit on first-time opioid prescriptions. The House took a step back and suggested 7 days. And 7 is the number in the compromise bill House members are expected to vote on today. House Chair of the Mental Health and Substance Abuse Committee, Liz Malia, says this restriction, coupled with the expectation that doctors and dentists will talk to patients about the dangers of addiction, will shift the thinking about opioids.
We're changing some of the culture, and in my mind, that's one of the things that really has needed to happen.
The 7-day limit includes an exception for adults with chronic pain. It has the support of the Massachusetts Medical and Dental Societies. David Lustbader, vice president of the Dental Society, is an oral surgeon.
7 days is a lot more reasonable than the original 3 days. That generally is enough time to get people through the acute period of pain post-surgically.
Lustbader says dentists and doctors will have to coach patients about how to manage pain with fewer opioids. He warns that taking too much Tylenol, for example, can damage a patient's liver. And Lustbader says healthcare providers will have to monitor the effects of reducing prescription opioids.
There is no easy solution to this. You can get heroin, you know, on the streets of Boston cheaper than you can get illegal Vicodin. So you don't want to push people in that direction either.
There are many new opioid addiction prevention and treatment programs in the compromise bill. The Department of Public Health will establish a verbal screening program for middle and high school students to assess their risk for addiction or current problems. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Karen Spilka says the bill aims to bring everyone to the fight.
From prescribers to pharmaceutical companies to insurance companies to patients to children to schools, you know, to really aid in the education and prevention, because I believe it's the only way we are going to reverse the course of this horrible epidemic.
Emergency room physicians are relieved they will not be required to hold overdose patients for up to 72 hours, as proposed by Governor Baker. Many, like the governor, are frustrated by the cycle of patients overdosing and fleeing an ER in search of their next high. But Whidden Hospital Emergency Room Director Melissa Liebecker prefers the compromise bill that establishes payment for a voluntary evaluation within 24 hours of an overdose. Some patients, she says, will choose to leave.
But a relapse is at least another opportunity to help save the patient.
Liebecker read the bill late last night, an antidote after an 8-hour shift during which she revived 3 overdose patients.
It's sad to continue to see the prevalence of this illness at the rate that we do, but I'm hopeful.
In a statement, a spokeswoman says Governor Baker, quote, believes this bill contains many important provisions. And Baker pledges to continue fighting this public health crisis. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.